Hello, it's me again to bore your fodder. Harald asked me to tell about my experiences with migrating concrete example. There's nothing special with TDOM, but on the other side, it has some things that in one or another way, in other extensions are also there. So first, these almost all binary extensions need code changes. So if you have a binary extension, maintain it or need it, and you want to port it, there is a high probability that you have to touch the code also. TDOM works on text, in contrast to binary. The encoding stuff is a topic for TDOM. TDOM uses external libraries, also interfaces external libraries, which is common for a lot of extensions. TDOM also has own C code modules, exploit parser, and it also has a scripted part, also binary part and a scripted part. So it's spread over several areas. Extensions will also faced with also. It is, I have to say that in the recent year, 15 months, some changes in the Tickle 9 development made the task of migration much easier than it would have been without that changes in the Tickle 9 core. So that are good news for extension writers. Especially important, I think, were these two tips, 660, 661. I, in fact, made an attempt to migrate to port TDOM to Tickle 9 prior to tip 660, and it turned out that it would have been a disaster in my eyes if Tickle 9 would have been released without tip 660. Tip 661 is...
Okay, could you...
Explain?
What was that about?
Prior to TIP 660, the tickle size type in Tickle 9 was unsigned. And TIP 660 changed that to signed 64-bit type. And this has immense consequences. I haven't time to go deeper into that. There was already a lot of discussion on the call list about this. If somebody is interested in details, I can tell you later on, come to ask me. TIP 661 is the compatibility layer thingy. There was some trickiness in the Tickle 9 core, allowing to compile and build unmodified extensions on the risk that the first tickle object greater than the first tickle object with a string representation greater than 2 gigabytes blow up your application. And I was not the only one that thought that was the completely wrong way. These two things, I think, made the situation much easier, especially TIP 660. As said, I had an approach to do this, and that would have consequences that I think it would have been the death to the Tickle ecosystem, because nobody, there would not have been enough manpower to carefully inspect all the needed binary extensions. So, with this respect, things getting better. So, you don't have to listen my random experiences. These two links are already mentioned by Paul. Okay, so believe us too, it you do yourself a favor if you read at least that Tickle Core articles, and perhaps also the stuff that Paul put it, on the wiki. So, good. Things you probably need is, well, I think most people want, at least for some time, that their binary extensions built with Tickle 8.6 and Tickle 9. I think this would only be a rare case if you, at this point of time, only aim Tickle 9. So you have to have some careful stuff. The most important thing is that there is no other way to change your code to use the new Tickle 9 type size type. So you have a new extension code everywhere that Tickle size type, but this Tickle size type isn't known to 8.6, so you have to define it there. It's very simple for C programmers, they understand what I'm talking about. Modern Tickle extension architecture claim to provide that defined for you. I had updated my TR for TDOM prior to that change, so I can only tell you that it claims to do that for you. I haven't checked it, does it? Well, it's only one problem. You need some other defines. It is very probably that you have some define like scribbled here. The article on the Core Wiki proposes Tickle size max. Seems much more unclear to me if you read the code. What is this defined about? So it seems better to me to refer to Tickle major version. It makes immediately clear why these defines are there. Well, there will be a problem if there ever will be in Tickle 8.7, but this the last word not spoken about that. One thing I haven't noticed here on the slides is TDOM has supported up from Tickle 8.4, 5, 6. It would have been possible to leave that compatibility with 8.4, but this would have required some additional defines and at some points if definitely in the code. So I decided to drop support for 8.4. The upcoming new TDOM release, having all that stuff, will support only 8.5, 8.6, and 9. So that's one thing. Okay. Things you probably need to do is also there's the problem that you may provide that your installation is a build of your installation against Tickle 8.6 and a build against Tickle 9 can be installed system-wide side-to-side. So you have to have different names for the dynamic libraries. The Tickle extension architecture system provides help with that. If you update the TR for your application, it will do the magic for you, with the results that the dynamic library names get a bit strange. So this is the known thing, libtdom, some version number. The Tickle 9 build will have this tickle lib Tickle 9 TDOM. This happens automatically for you if you update your TR to a modern system. Updating TR isn't a trivial task in all cases, depends on how complex the build for your thing is. But I think it's worth at least to look into this. And you have to check your package index template or creation if you want to go that road, that your extension can be installed globally side by side. So then the process of doing the actual migration, the code thing. It's a semi-automatical task. Just run the configure or whatever, pointing to the TCL 9 headers and libraries, and the compiler, as I try to, but it may happen that it even builds, but maybe it comes to an end, but it is very high probably that you get a lot of warnings from the compiler. As an example, data point, I took the release code of the TDOM 093 release and did that and got 65 warnings from the compiler. Doesn't sound too much, but you have to visit every place the compiler points you to and have to do the necessary variable type changes, typically from int to TCL size. But then this affects typically, at least at some places, affects typically other parts of the code. So you have this change of the variable type has to reflect in function prototypes. You have to change the .h file. Then you compile again and you see, okay, there are other callers of these changed functions and you have to change that too. So it is a semi-mechanical process. So it's a taste of labor. There are another type of problems. If you have fprintf or sprintf calls, you have to handle the output of integers for TCL 8.6 and for TCL size in TCL 9. And there is this TCL size modifier, read it up in the article. This typically helps. I had a few cases where I need some other means. But this is rarely from my experience. There are even not so automated tasks if you want to seriously migrate your extension. In my case, I had third-party library functions that may have limits. There is one function out of the XPath library, the XML underscore parse function. If you look at the prototype of the function, then you immediately will see the problem. You can put in a string and the length of that string to the parser, and the length argument is an int. The XPath people won't change this. This would be an API change. They would need a major version release, so this will stay. So this function as it is, still is and will be for years to come, was able to digest any TCL 8 string representation because it was at maximum 2 gigabytes in length. Now with TCL 9, the string representation may be much longer. So at that places, I use this function. I had to take care of parsing the input, the string, in chunks that the called function is able to digest. So there is a not so automatic tasking. So sometimes the used API library doesn't allow such things. One example is Gumbo. There is no way other than having a guard around the call. Look at the string you get. If it's bigger than the maximum that called function digests, then create an error message, otherwise process it. There are other things, but my time is already running out. Mm. Okay, then, okay. It's also only pure nonsense I'm telling you. But
it's also other things.
Okay.
Just go on. Okay. It's way important.
There may be things you left out to do in your extension because they didn't much make sense because of the 2 gigabyte length problem or the support only for the BMP that are now doable. And if you want to have your extension be a good citizen, you have to look at the things and add it. One example in TDOM was the JSON syntax allows to give non-BMP characters in in a UTF-16 surrogate pair notation, I left this one piece out of the parser and added it now, because now we have support for that. So there are other examples. There are an important pitfall. Look at this. You have an int A, and you get a string length to that, or I missed that long B. Okay. Look out for these things if you pass strings. At least for me, it happened in dead places. Nezagisi no ceiling warns you about if you assign the result of string length to an int. There was no real problem with Tickle 6 because the maximum string length result would be 2 gigabytes, and that has a place in an int. Now this is something that will fall if the string is longer than 2 gigabytes, and the compiler doesn't warn you, even if we all. Gustav knows all this. So the Visual C compiler does it much better in this regard. Even a good or large test suite won't catch you these problems for you because you don't have tests with larger than 2 gigabytes in your test suite. It wasn't possible up to then. There is a workaround, at least this was the only thing that I found. You can add vconversion to the compiler flags temporarily, typically. That will be getting noisy, seeing a lot of warnings. You can silence that a bit with another warning thing. But this also spots the things that you get spotted by the Visual C compiler. Then is the problem that Tickle 9 is still a moving target. There was a new tip 2 weeks ago that affected a little bit TDOM. But at this place, TDOM wasn't wrong. It was a rare example that so. And but also, the tool of Ashok was already mentioned 2 times, I think. Help is also growing and is on the way. Even that help part getting more. Okay.
Rolf Rade, great work. Are there any questions at this point? Paul.
Not a real question, but just a note, a remark. I forgot in my talk, if using GCC 14, which is, for example, in Fedora 40, all the warnings you mentioned regarding int and tickle size get into errors, so you find them much more easier.
Okay, so great work. So the good message is that it is possible to port, and of course if we change things, we have to change things. If we want to support more than 2 gigabytes, we have to change things. It is as it is. And here's the work, how it is done. And we are very happy that it's possible and that's happening. But it is for the daily work, it is hard work. And I'm sure we will find in years still problems, because also 2 exercises stuff with 2 gigabytes. So Ashok got a machine provided by Stefan here, a remote machine to test all this stuff in the Tickle core with big sizes. And
If you write tests, I wrote some. You write tests using strings greater than 2 gigabytes, you will be astonished how long this take to run.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Great.